Okay, Henry.
Right. Well, good afternoon, everybody. Thank you, Gary. The purpose of this session really is to provide you with an update with developments around the new revenue standard. We obviously had a good session at the March meeting of the ASAP where we had all the good input and advice on where we were heading. So today is really just a recap of where we are at the moment. So if you turn to the slide deck and maybe slide three, at the March ASAF meeting we gave you really an update about the TRG, the activities and what have been going on since its formation earlier last year. And in particular we're explaining really how the TRG discussions themselves were closing out a lot of the issues that they were considering. But we noted how a handful of the topics that the TRG had considered had come to the two boards for some further consideration, and the way that that process of the board starting to consider the issues from the TRG had started in February and was continuing in March. Now, since the last ASAF meeting, the TRG has had two further meetings. They met actually very shortly after the last ASAF meeting. And then they met actually at the beginning of this week on Monday. We had a good meeting on Monday. We discussed nine topics. One of the topics concerned a broader question about the interaction of the constraint and when you're measuring the transaction price using expected value measurement. And I think that was one of the topics where we felt it would be good just to try and pull together some of the strands of what the TRG was saying in the meeting and take it back to have another discussion with the TRG at a future meeting. The other topic in the meeting that we'll just have to reflect a little bit on what we heard was there were some different views expressed about completed contracts and the interaction there in the transition requirements. As I say, we'll have to just reflect a little bit about on that one. But otherwise, there was general agreement on the topics that we discussed on Monday, as indeed there was with the topics that we discussed at the last March meeting as well. So again, those topics really will not be going forward to any board discussion. In terms of the future really with the TRG, we've got one further meeting of the TRG scheduled for November, and I think what we were saying at the TRG meeting on Monday was is that we're not planning to disband the TRG, but we're also not proposing at this stage to schedule out a series of meetings for next year as we did with this year. We sort of scheduled four meetings out. So what we'll do is we'll see what issues or questions that there might be out there after the meeting in November. And to the extent that there are questions and we feel that a TRG discussion might be helpful, then we'd certainly consider scheduling a meeting of the TRG. But I think overall there's a feeling really that now there's a need to create stability with this whole process. I think a feeling that people really need to get on with the implementation, and I think we just need to be very careful that the process that we're trying to do here with the TRG of supporting the standard doesn't really create any uncertainty and perhaps get in any way with or hindering, if you like, the natural implementation process. So that's where we are with the TRG. So moving on to slide four. This is really now touching on the question about the effective dates of IFRS 15. This is one of the topics on which you provided us with some input at your last meeting. So as I'm sure you're aware, the ISB issued an exposure draft in May proposing a one-year deferral of IFRS 15, and obviously no change to the permission to early adopt the standard. The comment period closed a couple of weeks ago, and we've received something like about 100 responses to the exposure draft. virtually all of the feedback that we received is in agreement with the proposal to defer by 1 year, and people are agreeing with either some or all of the ISB's rationale for that deferral. We have had a few responses from some companies who are asking us to consider a 2 year deferral of the effective date, but as I said, generally people were in agreement with the 1 year deferral. So the process with this one is that the ISB is going to consider the feedback at its meeting next week, so that discussion is Wednesday afternoon. The staff recommendation is to confirm the proposal and the exposure draft, and I think obviously one important consideration that the ISB will certainly have in mind when it comes to make its final decision will be the fact that the FASB themselves considered the feedback that they'd received to their similar exposure draft that was last week, and the FASB decided to confirm the proposals in their exposure draft. So the FASB are deferring the revenue standard by 1 year, but still allowing companies to apply the standard on its original effective date. So that's where we are with the effective date of IFRS 15. So moving on to slides 5 and 6, and really this is now thinking about our exposure draft that we're going to issue shortly on some clarifications to IFRS 15. Now, this again was another of the topics that we went through at the last ASAF meeting, and we were explaining how, as a result of the issues that some of those issues that had come out of the TRG discussions, as a result of the board discussions, we had decided that it would be helpful to propose some clarifications to IFRS 15. And effectively, that was all made really considering very carefully the desire, if you like, to be helpful to companies and to provide that clarification, but at the same time, being very mindful about the fact that you are amending a standard that's only been issued a few months ago and not wanting to cause any disruption to the implementation process. And the other aspect of this is that we talked about was the fact that the ISB had decided to package together all of the clarifications into a single exposure draft. Now, most of the clarifications that we're proposing in this exposure draft we actually covered at the last meeting. So the main new one to highlight today to you is the fact that we are also going to be proposing some clarifications to the principal agent guidance in IFRS 15, so to the application guidance and to the illustrative examples on principal agent. Now, this was one of the first issues considered by the TRG. It was actually considered at their meeting last July. And effectively, where the ISB and the FASB are on this is that they had a joint discussion in June, and they decided that it would be really helpful to provide, it's really clarifications, if you like, to the thought process, and just expanding a little bit about the thought process around that principal agent guidance and how you're meant to think about making that assessment about whether a company is a principal or an agent in the transaction. And more specifically, I think what we're trying to do with the clarification is really emphasize that the principal agent guidance is based around the control principle, and that is the principle, and the indicators that there are in IFRS 15 effectively support that principle, but they're not a separate evaluation, they very much just support the control principle. The other I think key thing that we're trying to do with the proposed clarifications to principal agent is very much just perhaps give a little bit more explanation about how that control principle works in the context of service transactions. I think that was something that came out of the TRG discussions, that people perhaps were just struggling to how you thought about control in the context of a service transaction when you're thinking about principal agency transactions. So, as I said, where we are with principal agents is we had a joint discussion with the FASB in June, and effectively the two boards are in the same place with this one. So effectively the proposed clarification to the guidance in IFRS 15 is effectively going to be the same in our exposure draft as it will be when the FASB issue their exposure draft on this sometime after we issue our exposure draft. So this is one of the clarifications where effectively we're going to have very similar, if not identical, wording to the amendments and to the illustrative examples. So the overall package of clarifications that we're proposing in the exposure draft is laid out on slide 6, and as I said, we looked at identifying performance obligations and the licensing and the practical expedience on transition at the last ASAF discussion. We are well advanced in terms of the process here, and we're expecting to publish this exposure draft probably the week after next, so the last week of July, and it will have a 90-day comment period. So we hope that with that 90-day comment period that we can effectively try to wrap up our redeliberations of this exposure draft essentially by the end of the year. So that's where we are with the exposure draft of proposed clarifications.
The effective date that we would apply to those clarifications, tentatively we would try to make the effective date the same as the main but deferred date of the standard, right?
Well, what we're certainly, the whole philosophy behind these clarifications is to try and get them out there available for people to apply when they come to apply the standard. But clearly, obviously, some people may early adopt IFRS 15 as well, and that's something that we'll have to think about in terms of when we set the effective date of the clarifications, but that's right for me. And then just on slides 7 and 8, just for completeness, we've just laid out on these two slides really how what the ISB is proposing in this exposure draft, essentially how that lines up with the decisions that the FASB has made themselves in terms of the clarifications that they've either proposed, because the FASB has already issued one of their exposure drafts, and in fact the comment period has actually ended on that exposure draft, and I think is expecting to issue two further exposure drafts, but have just lined up essentially our decisions, and you can see where effectively we're both proposing a clarification, but perhaps the nature of the clarification is a little bit different. So if you look at the distinct performance obligations, that first one, effectively we both have the same objective, but we're proposing just some amendments to the illustrative examples, whereas the FASB has proposed some amendments to the actual requirements of the standard. Situations whereby obviously we have an identical form of clarification as with the principal agency guidance, as I highlighted a moment ago. And then of course some of the areas where the FASB is proposing a clarification where the ISB has decided that that clarification is not necessary. And that's an important feature, I think, of the exposure draft, because one of the things that we've been careful to do in the exposure draft is really to explain these differences where, in particular, where the ISB has decided not to propose a clarification, the FASB is proposing a clarification, and highlight our stakeholders, draw their attention to it, and also specifically ask for some comment on that aspect of it. So that's a very important part of the overall package in the exposure draft. Now, I think what we're planning to do, Michelle, correct me if I'm wrong, is to have some discussion about the exposure draft at the next ASAF meeting so we can get your input on the proposals at that meeting. So this is really meant to be more in the form of just a general update, but clearly, obviously, happy to take any questions about anything that I've just said.
Thank you. During discussions with our constituent, many Japanese preparers, especially those from large companies, stressed the importance of maintaining the converged status between IFRS and the US GAAP. Users also stressed the stressed that maintenance of convergence is very critical for their analysis because it would help ensure the global comparability of financial statements. Accordingly, although we fully acknowledge the challenges that both boards face, we urge the both boards to closely work together with the aim of reaching the converged status.
Okay. And to some degree, presumably, when they're talking about convergence, they're talking about identical form of words between the two standards. Because I think it'd be fair to say that if we want to look at slide 7, in some cases, although the two boards have taken a slightly different approach to the nature of the clarification, the intention is that the outcomes would be similar. That's not always the case, but it's in certain cases. So I think that's just important to bear in mind.
You said similar, not equal.
But also, the other point to highlight is if you were to take something like non-cash consideration, that's an example whereby I think the ISB is acknowledging that under IFRS 15 there could be more than one way effectively to read what would be, say, the measurement date for the non-cash consideration. But it would be possible for a preparer to effectively be conforming with IFRS 15 and also what the FASB is proposing, more specific requirements about the measurement date for non-cash consideration. So it would be possible to be fully lined up with both the FASB version of the standard and the ISB version of the standard.
Okay, further questions, comments? I think it's important to remember these are exposure drafts.
Absolutely.
In each FASB and ISB have each set out the other's point of view, so people are going to be able to comment on what they think.
And we're very hopeful that we'll talk about these things together when we get them back, but challenged by differences in timing.
But I think, you know, just to highlight, of course, that the two boards have discussed all of these topics jointly together, you know, over the period since February. So we've had at least sort of four joint discussions to reach our respective conclusions.
And some of our board members have given alternative views, but based on in part on the fact that we're not converged. So.
Okay. If there's nothing further, thank you, Henry.
Thank you very much.